Hi friends, it's me, Carmen. Currently, my family and I are in San Diego with my husband as he is TDY here at the Navy base. The other morning, I was feeling a bit adventurous and I wanted to go for a walk. But when we packed for the TDY, I forgot to pack the stroller. And I knew that the walk was going to be a little bit much for my two-year-old, but I still wanted to take the chance because I just felt drawn to go out and have a look around. So after breakfast, we headed to the docks that are across the street from our hotel. As we walked, my daughter saw some fishermen filling up their tanks. My girls wanted to run over and have a look. And the fisherman, he just shook his head and he told them that he didn't have any fish yet. But if we came back in an hour, the boat would be there with tons of fish. He even said that some of them were going to be 200 pounds or more, which to me that sounded pretty exciting as I'd never seen anything like that. So I was like, let's just stick around and see what this is going to be like. But by this point, my two-year-old was getting tired and wanted to go back to the room. I tried to encourage my girls that it would be an adventure like nothing they have ever seen if they just would wait around. An hour is a long time to walk around and wait for fish when you're little. The excitement slowly dwindled with my two oldest girls as well. They started to complain, and then boredom was sinking in. We talked to several others who were just waiting for the fishing boat, and it turns out that the boat was called the Independent, and it had been out to sea for 18 days. Everyone was excited about what was going to happen next. And the crowd slowly began to grow, and we were all just standing around waiting, while some of the fishermen started to water the decks. When the boat arrived, all the fishermen went to work. They had these carts that we were expecting fish to come piling in on, but instead, they came with gear and luggage and supplies, all came wheeling in these carts. And my girls got a little disappointed, and they began asking, "Mom, where's the fish?" So I assured them that the fish would come, that they just had to be patient and wait. And then it happened. Cart after cart of fish. They just kept bringing the fish in. They would unload the fish out of the carts, drag the fish with large hooks across the wet cement to these different numbers that represented the fishermen who had caught them. We watched for a while, and even when we left, they were still bringing fish in. That's how many fish they had. They just had tons of fish everywhere. I had expected small fish, to be honest, but all these fish were larger than my two-year-old. It really was something we had never seen before. And this just got me thinking how many times I have been like my children. God tells me to wait, that something good is coming, and then I get bored or disappointed, and then I start complaining. The last part of Isaiah 30:18 says, "Blessed are those who wait for him. All those who wait are blessed." He just pours out his blessings in his timing. Just like the boat had fish after fish, it just kept coming in. When he tells you he will do something, believe that it is coming. What would have happened if we would have just left? We would have missed the adventure. We would have missed the blessing. These fishermen had a great catch. This also reminds me of another great catch. If you have your Bibles, turn to Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. And it reads, "One day as Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, great crowds pressed in on him to listen to the word of God. He noticed two empty boats at the water's edge, for the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push it out into the water. So he sat in the boat and taught the crowds from there. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, 'Now go where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish.' 'Master,' Simon replied, 'we worked hard all last night and did not catch a thing. But if you say so, I'll let the nets down again.' And this time, their nets were so full of fish, they began to tear. A shout for help brought their partners in the other boat, and soon both boats were filled with fish and on the verge of sinking. When Simon Peter realized what was happening, he fell to his knees before Jesus and said, "Oh Lord, please leave me. I am too much of a sinner to be around you," for he was awestruck by the number of fish they had caught, as were the others with him. His partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were also amazed. Jesus replied to Simon, "Do not be afraid. For now on, you'll be fishing for people." And as soon as they landed, they left everything and followed Jesus. In verse 10, Jesus tells them, now they would be catching men instead of fish. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you are called to share the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You are a fisher of men. Do you sometimes feel that you are too much of a sinner to be used by God? Well, I can't speak for you, but I do. Every time God asks me to do something out of my comfort zone, I get insecure. I start to worry that my all is not good enough for Jesus. But Jesus didn't care. He called Simon Peter, sinner and all, to be a fisher of men. He does the same for us. We just have to be willing to leave everything, leave our insecurity, leave our perfectionism, that sin that you can't forgive yourself for. Whatever it is that holds you back from being used by God, leave it and follow Jesus. Ladies, whatever it is you're waiting for, maybe you're waiting to have your baby, maybe you're waiting for your husband to come back from deployment, whatever it is, remember, God blesses those who wait. Also remember that there are larger fish to catch, the kind only Jesus can bring in. While you're waiting, keep looking for those who are ready to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know what the best part about the fishing trip was? Jesus did all the work. Peter, James, and John just had to throw out the nets. Until next time, let's be patient till Jesus brings the fish in. From one military wife to another.